Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Rich Hershen. I'm joined today by Kelly Brardy, our co-host.
How
are you doing, Kelly?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. We're broadcasting from Gray, Gray & Gray, the public accounting firm in Canton, Massachusetts. And today we have as a guest Paul Gary, who's a partner at Gray, Gray & Gray. Nice to have you here, Paul.
Thank you, Rich. It's glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit what you do. I know, you know, a lot of people think accounting firms and they think audits and reviews and tax returns, but you're specializing in something a little different, a little more cutting edge. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. We head up a group. We call it the Emerging Business Group. So these are a lot of businesses that they could be startups or they could be evolving. You know, they've already been around, but they continue to evolve. And what we do is help them with their back office operations. We refer to that as outsourced or cloud accounting.
And why do you find that so popular these days with companies?
Well, traditionally, CPA firms, especially smaller CPA firms, have serviced their clients in this regard. Years ago, we used to call it write-up work, where we would get the company's books and records and put it together to prepare financial statements or to do the tax returns. Then in the 80s and 90s, this thing called QuickBooks came along.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. And a lot of the clients say, well, why do I need to pay you, my CPA firm, to do this? Where, you know, it's easy because we have QuickBooks. And so they started using that. And it's been helpful to a lot of small businesses. But what they come to find out is that they're paying us the same amount of money because at the end of the year, they provide us with their QuickBooks, and it needs a lot of cleanup work to get it in a condition that we can be able to do financial statements or to do the other compliance work like tax returns. So we now offer the service to our clients where we will help them through the process during the year, referred to outsourced accounting. And as time has gone on and technology has changed, a lot of this has now moved to the cloud. And this is an area where has really exploded for us over the last couple of years, is embracing technology and the efficiencies of the cloud to be able to deliver these services to our clients.
Paul, can you share a few examples of how outsourced and cloud accounting has worked for some of your clients?
Sure. There's one client in particular. It's a propane company down in Connecticut. They usually, when the clients come to us, there's a need. Something has happened. So we're doing their work each year, and it was a struggle for our audit team to get things organized, and they weren't getting the information in a timely manner. And they had a bookkeeper there. And what we see with a lot of smaller to mid-sized companies, the bookkeeper is someone who serves multiple roles within the company. So they're not doing strictly bookkeeping. So they're not doing it on a full-time basis, let's say. And it doesn't get done well. It doesn't get done timely or accurately. So they came to us with some vendors that we use. We're able to put them on the cloud, update their bill payment system. And actually, that bookkeeper is no longer with them. And through the use of cloud technology and some of the applications, the bill pay and the accounting is done virtually online. Now the owner, the business owner, is able to pay his bills actually from anywhere in the world. He could be on vacation in Hawaii and pay his bills if he so chooses. But he's getting accurate and timely financial information. That's most important to be able to run his business.
That's great. And you know, I imagine, as you know, I've noticed in working with some of my clients that the world is getting smaller and so many have international operations. I would think for companies all over the globe or companies that have some offices outside of the U.S. and people are traveling there, this cloud-based solution would be perfect for that.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's one of the largest growing client base that we have on the cloud side, that and startups. What they're trying to figure out is we don't know how to do this. We know what we know to do. We know what our business, so that might be operating in Europe. They don't know what they need to do to operate here in the United States. And so they reach out to a firm like ours to help them through that process. Through other people within the firm, we advise them on, you know, type of entity structure and what's the best way to operate within the United States. And then we can help them with, you know, taking care of their back office operations. That includes the entire accounting systems, and then we also integrate HR as far as payroll and some of the other services. So they're looking to us to provide their back office support. I have another client who's an existing client. They've been in business a while. They're headquartered out of the UK. They decided to do some restructuring within the United States, and their U.S. operations were in New York City. So there was some restructuring there, which required some downsizing. So they engaged us, and they replaced their CFO, and we're now their back office. So the U.S. operations is in New York City. The parent company is in the U.K., and we're taking care of all their U.S. operations, the back office support for that, here in Canton, Mass. And it's like we're, you know, an office away by the use of technology in the cloud.
Yeah, I mean, you see it more and more that just, you know, you have smaller companies that don't need a whole full-size accounting staff. So a lot of times they get the office manager, someone doesn't really know accounting, filling in, and they don't really, you know, do the best job with all that. Or the companies spend more money than they need to hiring someone with more skills than they need, but at least you get the books closed. This seems like a perfect solution to meet in the middle to outsource it. And then as the employer, you don't have to deal with all the employee issues. You don't have to worry about reviewing the stuff and making sure that it's accurate and all that. And even data security, I imagine, you know, that's all housed in the cloud or at Gray, Gray & Gray. So it takes a lot of those issues off the table.
Absolutely. And when we got into this use of the cloud, what we sought out was, best-in-class applications. We use a couple. One is Intacct. It's best-in-class. It's recognized as one of the better products out there. We use QuickBooks Online, and one of the reasons we use QuickBooks Online is a lot of smaller companies are used to using QuickBooks. It's easy for them to continue to use this, but in an online fashion. So now we're able to collaborate with each other. But not only on the cloud stuff, within our organization, we look at it as outsourced, and the cloud is one of the tools that we use to do that efficiently. Not all clients work well within the cloud, and they need somebody more, you know, they need somebody in their office, and we do that as well. And it's interesting because, as you say, if they hire somebody, you know, as a full-time person, they may not have full-time bookkeeping work to do. So they're doing a couple different jobs. Then it's what's the most important job, but yeah, well, we need a billing done, we need to get the invoices out, but I have this other project to do as well. So they're not necessarily intentional about it. So we go in and we may be in there a half a day or a day or 2 days a week at various clients, and we are their accounting department. It becomes, in some regards, you know, you're like, well, why would we pay the CPA firm to do that? Well, they're not paying for the full-time employee. They're not having to deal with the water cooler drama. They're getting their information on a timely basis, and it's accurate. And now they have the information to sit down with the partners of the firm, the managers of the firm, to kind of help them guide their business going forward. So what we're doing, the outsource stuff, is really the core accounting, so that now they have the information to make the proper decisions for their business. And that's the fun part of it, is now that we have this information, it's accurate and it's timely, now we can work with the business owners to kind of help them make their future history.
Paul, for those that want to use the outsourced in the cloud, how is it that they're providing information to you? Is it over email? Is it through the bill pay system?
Various methods. So what we determine when we go into a client or a prospect is what they're currently using now, what we see would work well for them. Most times what we're able to determine is that they can eliminate many steps. So you may go into a client and, you know, their AP process, there's 12 steps to get, you know, from the receipt of an invoice to the payment of that invoice, there's 12 steps within the organization. We can go in there and readjust their systems and the processes, and with the use of the technology, maybe that's now 6 steps to get it done. And what happens is, this is being done through, depending on the client, maybe they're faxing the information in, or it's emailing, it's really client dependent, and which tool we're using to accomplish that.
Great.
And there's another product that you put on top of that, right, called bill.com, mm-hmm. that allows for very easy payment over the web. You want to talk a little about that?
Sure. It's a bill payment system. We can do it directly within the softwares, whether it's Intacct or QuickBooks, but bill.com allows for some added features that they don't necessarily have. And it's great. It's all, again, it's a world-class company, best-in-class company in the IT area, and they provide you real-time information. So as I mentioned earlier about the client from Connecticut, as he's on vacation in Hawaii, he knows on his smartphone, you know, what bills are due today. You know, do I choose to pay them or not? And so that's through the use of the technology of Bill.com, the AP system, and it's fully integrated into the accounting software. So as it's happening, as the invoices get posted into Bill.com, they get posted into the general ledger. Likewise, as they get paid, that information gets posted to the accounting system as well. We eliminate a lot of steps. It becomes a very efficient process.
It sounds like a great solution for, you know, the right size company that just doesn't want to create a whole accounting staff or doesn't want to make that investment and doesn't have the skills to oversee it properly. So tell me, how would someone get a hold of you if they wanted to explore outsourced accounting or talk to you?
Well, they can call the firm directly at 781-407-0300 or reach us at, you know, gggcpas.com. My name is Paul Gehry, G-E-R-R-Y. And or you can call anybody in the firm and just say, I want to talk to somebody about outsource accounting. I want to talk about cloud accounting. And you'll be directed to either myself or someone within our group, and we'd be happy to help you out or just have a conversation with you.
That's great. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you, Paul.
Once again, this is Rich Hershen and Kelly Berardi broadcasting for Radio Entrepreneurs from Gray, Gray & Gray in Canton, Massachusetts.